we're looking for. Thank you, Jim. Matt in Southeast Pennsylvania also got it. But here, Kathy came up with an alternative answer that's absolutely fine. Apparel. And Jim in Blackridge also has apparel. And Dust Bowl had appreciate. And a stove or a refrigerator, according to Jim, is, and he's right, an appliance. Now, flat to some, especially if you live in the UK, that might help you. A flat to somebody living in the UK or from the United Kingdom. And how about this, an open space or a hole? An open space or a hole? 412-200-5975. Good luck. Remember, our AP exam involves words beginning with AP.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Jim figured it out. The flat is an apartment. Flat to some, an apartment. Matt also got it. Matt also knew that we were looking for an appliance. And did you figure out the open space or hole? Did you get it? That would be an aperture. A lot of fun to play along together. You could continue to do this a little bit later with your family or friends. There's a lot of words beginning with AP that we didn't get to. I do think I'm looking at my notes. We did get to all of the answers, but if you missed any, feel free to contact us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Youth Express is coming on. A lot of great features in our Youth Express segment today. And then about an hour from now, we have live bluegrass with the Landline Bluegrass Band. Five pieces in the band, and we're looking forward to welcoming them this morning. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org.
Blowing all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sunshine. shining and the snow is gone and it's nice to be outside. Come on, baby, out on the porch. We'll dance and sing and sip lemonade. Make up for the folks that's got to work all day when it's nice to be outside. Spring day and the winds are blowing, all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sun's shining and the snow's gone and it's nice to be outside. Little kids out in the street playing stickball and a whole lot of other things. Sun melted all the snowmen away, but it's nice to be outside. Spring day and the winds are blowing, all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sun's shining and the snow's gone, and it's nice to be outside. Rock and roll, open up the window, go out on the roof and lay in the sun. It's a fine day to be alive and well, and it's nice to be outside. Spring day and the winds are blowing, all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sun's shining and the snow's gone, and it's nice to be outside. The wind was cold there in December, it was even colder than in January, but it's April now. It's warm and sunny and it's nice to be outside. Spring day and the winds are blowing, all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sun's shining and the snow's gone and it's nice to be outside. Spring day and the winds are blowing, all the leaves from the fall all around, and the sun's shining and the snow's gone and it's nice to be outside.
Armor and Sturt events at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome up to this hour. In about half an hour, we have a story just filed yesterday on the upcoming solar eclipse. Jeff and Angelo from City Charter High School produced that story. And I can't wait for you to hear it. That will be at the bottom of the hour. And then we'll continue with 18 under 18 honoree Gabriella Balick from Chartiers Valley High School. She's a senior. We'll talk with her. And in just a moment, we are going to head to Wilmerding, where you find Westinghouse Arts Academy. And we'll be talking about their musical that is coming up. It's Chicago Teen Edition, and we'll chat with four representatives from the play coming up in just a moment. Good morning to Mark and Erwin, who we were talking last hour about words beginning with the letters A, P, and Mark said, I remember a book I had once, it had a section in it that was called an appendix. And I figured it, there should be another section in it called small intestine.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
I just read these emails, so address all comments to Mark. Thanks, Mark, and good morning, Mary Jean. We want to let you know that summer camps at SLB are being offered for the first time in a long time, and for the first time ever in our new Youth Media Center. You can enjoy a camp in podcasting. We actually have one for middle school students and one for high school students. There's an audio journalism camp for teens and also a songwriting Bandcamp. Learn more at slbradio.org/summercamps2024. I am excited for two reasons this morning. First, I want to introduce you to Westinghouse Arts Academy, a school I'm familiar with from a distance, but I don't believe we've had too many students from Westinghouse Arts Academy on the radio with us or even at our youth media center. So you'll get a chance to meet some representatives from the school. But also, it's getting to be spring musical time in high schools all throughout the region, and Westinghouse Arts Academy is no exception. And later this month, they are presenting Chicago Teen Edition. We will talk about both the high school itself. We have a couple 11th graders and one senior representing the play. And I'm going to ask them first to simply introduce themselves. And if you could, let us know the neighborhood in which you live, your grade, and if you have any shout-outs, this is a perfect time to do it. And we'll just sort of start from your left to right.
All right. Hello. My name is Amarek Sarada. I'm a junior at Westinghouse Arts Academy. I live over in Murraysville, which is not too far away, around a 25-30 minute drive from Westinghouse, Wilmerding. And shout-outs, my mom, who drove me here. So yeah.
How was your drive this morning? Was the parkway passable now?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was a bit of traffic, but yeah, not too bad for a Saturday morning. Yeah.
If you're wondering as you listen, because of the heavy rains, part of the Parkway East was underwater, as Ooh. Happens from time to time. Earlier this week, I'm seeing some nodding heads as I, Alexis, you could relate to that, I imagine.
Yes.
Tell us about yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alexis. I am a senior at Westinghouse, and I live in the Woodland Hills District. It's about like a 15-minute drive from the school. And just some shout-outs. I want to shout out my grandma and my mom and everyone out there, all my friends, all my family. Hi, guys.
Wonderful to hear from you and them. And your grandma is here this morning, too, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Karen, I see her out there listening. And we'll say good morning to you.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Hallie. I live in North Versailles. I'm about 5 minutes from the school. I'm super close. And I'd love to shout out my mom for always being so supportive of me, driving me here, driving me to school every day, and just supporting me throughout this musical journey once again.
Nice to meet you. And then we have one other person who's not a student. I'll let you define yourself here.
Sure, absolutely. Hi, everybody. My name's Nick Lenz, and I'm the chair of the Performing Arts Department as well as the head of musical theater at Westinghouse Arts Academy. And I'm from East McKeesport.
Nice to have all of you here. So I'm Rick, Alexis, and Hallie. I first would love to have you three talk a bit about Westinghouse Arts Academy, what drew you to it, and your feelings about it as a place of learning and as a school. And I'm just going to turn it over to the three of you. Remember, folks are listening that probably don't know too much about the school, I'll mention that it is a public charter school, open to all in the Wilmerding area, in the former George Westinghouse castle that's out there. So it's a great setting. But folks would love to hear your impressions of the school, a typical day perhaps, and what drew you to going there.
Of course. I can start if everybody's good with that. Okay. So my original drawings to Westinghouse came from mostly we were looking for some. So through my middle school years, I was doing cyber school, and my mom and I were looking around for some art classes to do around the area. And we stumbled upon Westinghouse, and we were like, we didn't even know that a school that allowed for high school students to sort of major in art even existed in Pennsylvania. And we were like, we should give it a try. And I originally started out as a digital arts major, where I did things like digital drawing and film work. I'm still very much in the film like aspect with I'm actually the filmmaking committee chair of our International Thespian Society troupe over at Westinghouse, which is a sort of society where you can bring in all different types of people to do all different types of theater, and that includes many different aspects with like film and technical design and of course performance as well. But the average day usually consists of you have your own art electives where so me being a musical theater major now, switching from digital to musical theater this year, I have in the morning I have the musical theater advanced techniques class, in which we work on many different advanced techniques you would obviously imagine, but that includes like singing, acting, dance, all of the things you would originally you would usually encompass through that sort of atmosphere. But we have our electives that encompass all of our different art majors, and we also have our academic classes. And we switch from an A day, B day schedule where each day alternates in classes, so we can have the most amount of credits possible for students to achieve. But yeah, that's really how things go at Westinghouse.
For me, what really drew me to the school was musical theater 100%. I have loved theater for as long as I can remember. So when I found out that I could go to school not only for free, but to learn about theater basically every single day for an entire school year, I knew that it was going to be the perfect place for me. And every day I'm learning something new, and I'm working alongside people who are just as passionate about it as I am. So it's an amazing environment, and having Nick as a teacher as well, we learn so much from him every day. And he is just, he's very passionate about his students. He's passionate about the work we put on and put out. And just going to school there, it's like I'd never want to go anywhere else. I love it here. I want to pursue a career in theater, so going to where I go to school is absolutely perfect. Sometimes I do miss having the average, I think, public high school experience, you know, but at the end of the day, I know that going to Westinghouse is more worth it in the end, and I don't regret it at all deciding to go to Westinghouse. It's been absolutely perfect my last 3 years.
Excellent. And you know, you're speaking into the microphone in front of you for the very first time. Not you. That microphone has never been in play here before. And I'm detecting a little issue with it. So I want to take care of that to have you sound your very best. I'm going to have one of our engineers take care of that. So hang on a second. We'll be right back. we make everything in real time here. We did, just to add, brand new microphones, which for the most part sound wonderful, but I think there's one we are going to investigate a little bit. Tell me your major, please, and then what a typical day for you is like.
So I'm a musical theater major, and a typical day for me, along with what Amrik said, I have about 2 major bass classes a day, so that's advanced techniques, and then I'll have, like, whether it's a dance class, like I take hip-hop, or last semester it was, like, applied voice, and in these classes, it's not all the same, like, general idea, but it's all theater-based. So in, like, advanced techniques, going off of what Amrik said, some days we will start with dance. Some days we'll start with going in and having private voice lessons, working on songs that are always for a grade. But, you know, we have our advisory classes, which is kind of like a little study hall. I have study hall now as well. And what's really cool also about going to our school is when you have a study hall, you don't have to necessarily stay where you are.
You can
for that
move,
moment.
You
yeah,
can move
like
around.
I could go up to Nick's room and I could use his dance studio and practice on things, or I can go to our other dance studios that we have in the building and I can work on anything that I like, whether it's singing or even just yesterday during my study hall, I went to one of our dance teachers. I used her studio and I worked on things for the musical almost the entire period.
How cool.
Yeah.
Let's get some additional thoughts here, and then we'll talk about the musical. Do you want to add anything, Alexis? Or
yeah, sure. with being like a senior, I don't have as many academic classes now, so I take a lot of like electives for like musical theater, or like I also am a dual major in dance, so I take a lot of dance classes too. And so a typical day for me is I also have the advanced techniques with Hallie and Amrik. And then I go to our core 2 jazz. And then we have lunch and then advisory. And it's really cool because in advisory, it's like a free period where you can kind of just do whatever. So I use that time to like work on stuff, whether it be like dance techniques or like musical stuff, which I do use that time a lot for now, which has been really, really helpful and super great. And then I move on to my academic class, and then I have another dance class. So it's really fun to be able to have that freedom in a way, especially your senior year, because you kind of get to focus more on like the things you want to work on for past your high school career as well.
That's what I'm hearing from all of you, really, is you have a lot of freedom to be who you are, to discover who you are. How many folks approximately are in your high school senior class? I mean, is it 50 or 20 or 500?
It's, I want to say about like 100.
Okay, that's bigger than I might have thought. That's actually, and what grade does the school start in?
It goes from freshman 9th grade to 12th grade.
Okay, so well, that's a nice size high school to have students. Now, we have this microphone working once again, so we're going to sort of position that. In fact, do you mind just grabbing that and We're excited to, I made the adjustments I needed to make. I'm glad we have some future professionals here taking notes. So let's hear about the musical. Tell me about Chicago Teen Edition and the characters that each of you are playing in the musical.
I guess I'll start. So I play Velma Kelly, and the musical itself is about Velma Kelly, Roxy Hart. They are 2 women that have just committed murders. It's set in the 1920s.
Yeah, it's like gangster organized crime, right?
Yeah, during a time where, you know, women, if they were to commit a murder, it was like almost not like a musical, but yeah, it was like they were put on this kind of, not a pedestal, but they were the center of attention all over the media, all over the news. And so my character, she's very sassy. She's very confident. And I've actually loved getting to play her because I think I relate to her in a lot of ways. Not the murder part, of course, but our personalities are very, very similar. And it's also been a bit of a challenge because this show is also, it's pretty dance heavy and the style is Fosse. So I remember when I got the part, I was super excited because I knew that I wanted to get to dance and challenge myself because I do not dance Fosse a lot in shows.
And dancing Fosse, to those of us who are not dancers, is it especially fast or synchronized, or what makes Fosse Fosse?
Fosse is very – it's stylistic in the sense that it's not sensual, but it's very – think jazz, but a lot more in tune with your body, all about hip movement, if you think kind of like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. And how about – the two of you, your roles in the play and your thoughts about the musical itself.
Yes, so I play Roxy Hart in Chicago, and her character, she's very like sweet and innocent, but then she kind of like over time, the more famous or fame that she gains, she gets like very like, she's very manipulative and cunning in a way. And she kind of, especially with her husband Amos, she kind of like manipulates him so that way she can kind of like get her way, or she can like sort of not thrive in jail, but so she can get out of jail and kind of get off of like for like her trial and everything. So she's a very fun character to play, especially because I relate to her in some aspects, but not in the murder 2 part, of course. But
on the manipulative part.
Oh no! Although, yeah, definitely more on like the sweet side, sweet and like for sure.
I knew that's what you meant.
Actually, the manipulative part is actually the part that I don't play very manipulative characters all that often, so it's kind of been like a great like challenge for me in a way to kind of like take on that.
And Amarek, what about you?
All right, so I play the silver-tongued prince of the courtroom, Mr. Billy Flynn, and he is a very successful lawyer who often takes up murder cases, and he has never lost a single trial because of his ability to lie and sort of become the puppeteer of the courtroom, you could say, and puppeting movements and like the use of like puppeteering as a concept is very, very prominent in his character, where he's sort of like the puppet master of the courtroom, where he manipulates everyone into doing exactly what will get him the most money. And if I had to sum up the character in one word, it would be lying. But it's such a fun character to play because I often get roles that are less of that sort of cunning and silver-tongued type characters. And it's been such an amazing opportunity to play like such a big shot in the musical theater realm. And he is, I relate to his humorous aspects too, where he will use his charismatic nature to bring humor to the show. And it's an incredibly fun way to bring the character to life. And the way that he interacts with everyone, with Velma Kelly and Roxy Hart and the rest of the cast, is incredible to see brought together with how everyone throughout the rehearsal process is starting to become more connected, and everyone's starting to see how things are coming together. And it's really fun to be able to see how everyone is connecting and basing their characters off of each other.
Three cast members you're hearing now from Westinghouse Arts Academy's Spring Musical, Chicago Teen Edition. It opens April 26th. And as is often the case with high school musicals, all of this work and effort for a relatively small number of shows, just five shows. April 26th is a Friday, and Friday and Saturday there are shows at 7 p.m., evening shows on April 26th and 27th. And then that same Saturday, there's a matinee at 2. And then on Sunday, there's a matinee at 2. So they'll do a show on Friday at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7. I've got that right, right? And Sunday at 2. There's four shows altogether. I almost had an extra show for you. Let me ask Nick Lenz, who is head of the musical theater department, anything else you'd like to add? And then I've got one more question for you three, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So on top of being the head of the musical theater program, I am also the director of Chicago Teen Edition. It's been a pleasure to work with these amazing students. And, you know, something that's common in the casting process, and I'm sure any directors out there that are listening can relate, is, you know, you have students that come up to you and say, thank you so much, thank you so much. And my response is always, and it's true for these students here, that, you know, these roles are earned, you know, and it's earned by the work that students put in. So I want to commend you all for your work that you put into getting these roles, and also commend them for the work that they're doing in rehearsal. Something that I just wanted to comment on is, you know, with at Westinghouse, we're super excited to it's exciting for me to hear that from a student perspective what you know, they think about the school. I'm very proud to say that we've put in a lot of work at Westinghouse to make sure that we have an art-centered education. When these students graduate from Westinghouse, you know, yes, we've spent tons of time, probably over 50% of their time working on their art major. But students graduate, we are a public high school as well. So they're graduating. When they graduate, they have a diploma that meets all of Pennsylvania Department of Education standards for education. And they're also getting, on top of that, that incredible arts education. And something really quick about the show. When Hallie was talking about Fosse, for those that are listening that might not be aware, Bob Fosse is who we're talking about, and he was a revolutionary choreographer in the realm of musical theater. You know, his style, the style is very specific, and I think that's a word I was looking for when Hallie was explaining, is the specificity in the movement is very specific, very intricate, and we pay a lot of attention to that detail in rehearsals. So that's something that I hope audiences will come and see at our show. And also Chicago itself, you know, we're really playing into the idea, and we've had lots of discussions as a cast about this, of, you know, the idea of the media. If you come and see the show, or if you've seen the show in the past, the media is a huge part of the show. How they take the story and how they tell the story really communicates to audiences how they should be feeling, you know, the court of public opinion as opposed to the court of justice, right? And playing with all of the themes of, you know, celebrity criminals and stardom from something that was terrible, like a murder. And we actually, at the beginning of this process, talked about some current day celebrity criminals and kind of how the trajectory of their future after their criminal activity, you know, looking at that and how we can relate, even, you know, it's 100 years later in 2024, this show's set, you know, in the 1920s, and we're still seeing some of those behaviors in current day celebrity criminals. So we're really excited to have you at the show.
I'm glad you said that, showing some of the relationships between today's time and the time being depicted. Westinghousearts.org is how you can learn more about the show, which opens April 26th and runs through April 28th at Westinghouse Arts Academy in Wilmerding. I'm going to ask each of you what you hope to be doing a few years from now after graduation. Do you have any plans? And I'll start with our 12th grader, Alexis, since you're the closest to this.
Yeah, so right now I am strongly considering going to Kent State to pursue a bachelor's in theater studies with a concentration in performance and hopefully a double minor in dance with another and in marketing and advertising, too. So I definitely love this profession enough that I do want to perform in some way, shape, or form in college and beyond college as well.
And now let's hear from Hallie.
For me, I definitely, after I graduate, I 100% would love to go to college and major in theater, musical theater, that whole aspect. And I hope to one day, I really, really hope to one day work on Broadway in some way. I really, the dream is to live in New York, go to audition after audition after audition, hoping I land a job, having an agent. That's 100% the dream for me.
Terrific. And Umbrick?
So for me, I would like to also go into this profession. But for me, I am currently looking through colleges, and I have a few that I am that I'm sort of like contemplating, neither of which are like more than the other. It's going to be a really tough decision on my end. But after getting a musical theater degree, I would like to stay regional. I'd like to stay in Pittsburgh, and due to the incredible musical theater community we have here, I would like to stay regional, and I would like to become as well of a known actor and performer and member of the Pittsburgh musical theater aspect as I can.
You're also well spoken, and I know the musical is going to go well. I hope you'll see some listeners out there. Thank you so much. Did anybody want to say something they forgot to say or meant to say?
Just thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, and, thank you.
And
thank
you. If anybody is interested out there that is interested in looking at Westinghouse Arts Academy or wanting to audition for any of our programs, we have programs in the performing arts, which include musical theater, theater arts, dance, vocal music, and instrumental music. We also have a creative arts department, which is studio arts, digital arts, and literary arts. So students and artists of all ages, of high school age, please, if you're interested or you'd like more information, westinghousearts.org. We will make sure to get back to you about the audition process or the portfolio process so that students that want to continue to explore the arts as whether they're just being first introduced to the arts or whether there's some people like these guys that are sitting here that want to pursue their art as a career, there's a spot for everyone at Westinghouse. And we try to make sure that we create that community where everybody has a place.
Well, thanks to each of you today. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
All round the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. All round the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. other hand high. All around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. All around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Still,
cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo.
Put your hands over your eyes.
Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo.
Spin around and around.
Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo.
All around the kitchen. Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. All around the kitchen. Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo.
His name is Gordon Crazy Legs McKeeman, and I don't think he's alone on that track. Don Flemons is with him and Mike Dixon. Now, I'm thrilled that earlier this week we had two interns, high school interns at SLB, work on a story, Jeff and Angelo. They're City Charter High School students, and you'll get a chance to hear their piece. I mentioned to them, I said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, and there's exactly one day of our broadcast schedule that it's going to make sense to air it. And what they have for you is a piece about the upcoming solar eclipse. So we'll let you listen to it.
Hello, my name is Angelo, and I am a senior at City Charter High School. Do you know anything about solar eclipses? Well, there is a total solar eclipse happening on Monday, April 8th. To learn more, I talked with Carrie Handren, the outreach coordinator at Allegheny Observatory, and she gave a brief explanation of what the solar eclipse is all about.
So it's very simple if you think about the fact that the sun is in the center of the solar system and the Earth orbits the sun. The moon orbits the Earth. So the moon goes around the Earth while the Earth is going around the sun. Sometimes you get a perfect alignment that goes sun, Earth, moon. In that case, the shadow of the Earth covers up the moon. And that is a lunar eclipse. If the lineup is the other way, if it goes sun, moon, Earth, then the shadow of the moon sweeps across the Earth. Or if you're on the Earth, it looks like the moon covers up the sun.
After this, she told me about the history of solar eclipses. Carrie?
It seems like it should happen every month. Once a month, the moon orbits the Earth and cuts between the Earth and the sun. But the solar system is in three dimensions, and the angle that the moon orbits around the Earth is offset from the angle at which the Earth orbits the sun. So it's only occasionally, a couple times a year, that you have the chance of having an eclipse. And you usually get an eclipse, one of those, but it's often a lunar eclipse, or sometimes it's an eclipse in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and the only way you can see it is if you're on a ship or, I guess, an airplane.
Now, let's learn the exact time frame for when the solar eclipse will be happening.
So the next eclipse is April 8th, which is very soon. It will reach totality, so the moon will completely cover the sun, between 2 and 4 o'clock, depending on where you are in the eclipse path. Here around Pittsburgh, we'll have the most eclipse that we get at 3:15.
I had no idea that protection is needed for your eyes to view the solar eclipse. Let's find out why and what can be done to view the eclipse safely.
if you just look at the sun, you will hurt your eyes. If you stare at the sun because it's an eclipse and it's different and it's exciting, you will hurt your eyes badly, possibly permanently. The eclipse viewing glasses are designed to cut out enough of the sunlight that you can just look at the sun. You can go to NASA's website and they have a set of ways to view it safely without glasses that mostly involve making an image of the sun with various kinds of pinholes or reflections with little mirrors. There are other ways to view it safely. Just don't look at it. If you get into the path of totality where the moon completely covers the sun, you get a situation where the sky above you is nighttime. You'll be able to see the stars, the planets. Some people are very excited. They may be able to see a comet. But around the horizon, it'll be like sunrise or sunset, but all the way around, not just in the east or the west. The birds will think it's nighttime. Animals will think it's nighttime. And depending on where you are in the eclipse path, this can last up to 4 minutes. And then the moon is moving off of the sun, and it's like morning. Everybody wakes up.
The solar eclipse is truly an amazing astrological event. Thank you, Carrie, for the important information. Now that you have learned some facts about the eclipse, I hope you go out and experience it for yourself. This is Angelo reporting for the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for listening.
And thank you, Angelo. He filed that story late yesterday and did the interview just this past week and worked really hard to get it prepared for you. His classmate, Jeff, also helped him. We appreciate your hard work. In just a moment, you're going to meet another enterprising person. And you'll hear how her passion for STEM and empowerment have come together and have been noticed by Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
It's a pleasure now to introduce you to Gabriella. And Gabriella, I should have asked you this as we were talking. It's Balak, do I?
It's Balak.
Balak, yeah. Thank you. I should. You probably are asked that all the time.
I am.
And, I'll get it right for now. Gabriella Balak is a senior at Chartiers Valley High School. Welcome.
Thank you.
You've been recognized by Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania as an 18 under 18 honoree. And I understand part of your program has been designed to empower girls and women, especially in your school district. Can you tell me a bit about what you've done?
Yes, of course. So at my school, it's called the Women of Pittsburgh event. And the main goal of this was to empower the girls at my school to pursue whatever career they want to in the future. So actually my engineering teacher, Mr. Barber, approached me with this opportunity last year, and I was a junior last year. So basically I brought in 6 speakers from the Pittsburgh area, all of different career backgrounds. And when he started the event, he specifically focused on engineering. However, after talking to a lot of my fellow female students, they also are interested in like biomedical fields and like nursing and other stuff like that, business. So I wanted to kind of broaden like perspectives for them, and they got to hear from them about college, possibly starting their own like company, becoming an entrepreneur, and being inspired to just do whatever they want to. And we had 100 girls attend last year, and I planned it this year, and we had 180 girls.
And what grades and ages are the girls attending?
So high school girls, 9th through 12th grade, and yeah.
And all from your district?
Yes, so they're all from Chartiers Valley.
That's amazing, and that's something you could replicate in other districts if you chose to.
Yeah, I think it would be a really great thing to have in other schools. I'm actually passing the torch on to one of my friends. She's a junior, so she's going to hopefully keep it going.
Terrific. I was just talking with somebody this week about career choices, and you don't know what you don't know, regardless of where you are in life. I mean, if you haven't met a biomedical person or somebody in a health field, it's very hard to gain knowledge about that occupation or even to be aware that it exists. And it sounds like that's a big part of what you're doing. If you find six women who are in different fields, it gives girls a chance to get a sense of what's out there.
Yeah, I think it's definitely about them gaining exposure. I know a lot of the girls are specifically, they're interested in biomedical, and the one lady, she brought in like equipment and was talking about what it's like to be in like a day in the life of a nurse or a doctor or whatever. And they were like, I'm definitely going to pursue this in the future. So I just think that's a really big part.
What gave you the passion and idea to do this?
Well, at my school, we have a lot of engineering classes. And I always find that I'm like one of the only girls that are in like the engineering classes. I'm in wood shop. And I just feel like we need to get them exposed to more so that they believe in themselves and like feel that they can do whatever they want to do in the future. And I just think it's important to have more women in whatever male-dominated industries.
It's incredible. And regular listeners have heard me say this before. This is an issue that's existed for years. I have a degree in engineering. When I was in school, I would say less than 20%, probably less than 10% of the students in my class were women. And that hasn't changed much from what you're saying. Why do you think that is?
I feel like some of it is they might be afraid to take that first step. And I feel like a really big thing for me, whenever I was growing up, I had a lot of important mentors in my life. And I participated in a lot of STEM activities, specifically the Society of Women Engineers. They gave an award to me. And after that, I just had this passion for engineering. And I feel like since I was inspired, that it's important if maybe I can help inspire other girls out there.
Congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
From SWE, as we called them.
Yeah.
They existed back in my day, too, and really supporting the same objectives. Now, you're a senior this year, right?
Yes.
What are your plans for the fall, do you know?
Yes. I actually, over Easter break, committed to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical in Daytona Beach, Florida, for civil engineering.
And what do you hope to do?
My hope is I love leadership, so I would really love to get a professional engineering degree or an MBA and possibly progress into a leadership position in civil.
Well, that's terrific. Civil has a lot of different components to it, from bridge building and building itself, but also things like wastewater treatment. And is there an aspect of it that brought you to civil?
So at my school, we used to have its project Lead the Way through Rochester Institute of Technology, and it was called Civil Engineering and Architecture. Mm. And in that class, we did a lot of structural analysis, like bridges and like analyzing beams and loads and stuff like that. And I just really took a liking to that, even like water runoff. And I just found it to be really, really interesting. The cool thing about Embry-Riddle is that their program also incorporates aeronautical and aerospace ideas behind it too. So you kind of get a little flavor of both civil and aeronautical in the program.
I get the feeling that Gabriella's seeing vectors and everything you look at, right?
You're yeah.
seeing forces and fields. The bridge collapse recently must have been, although very sad, it must have been technically fascinating to you to try to understand the causes of the bridge in Baltimore. Well, the root cause is known, but figuring out the effect of that pier being hit.
Yeah, it was definitely an eye-opening moment for me because I just love civil engineering. I actually jumped on YouTube a few hours later, and I was looking up, and there was a guy being interviewed, civil engineer, and he was talking about it, and I was like, this is just so fascinating to me.
You mentioned leadership a moment ago, Gabriella. What do you think makes a good leader?
I feel like a good leader, you need to be well-rounded in different things. And I feel like it's important to have a reason for why you want to be leading people. And like I said, my reason is hoping to inspire people and encourage other people to pursue whatever goals they might have.
And you've had a lot of experience just in this project alone that you've described. And what's the name of the project again? It's
called Women of Pittsburgh.
Women of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Where students at Chartiers Valley High School are exposed to women who have interesting jobs, ideas for what they can do. You're changing the trajectory of a lot of people's lives, I think, in doing it. Have you led other projects? Tell me about the ones you've led.
Yes. Another big part of being involved with 18 Under 18 was another project. So I partnered with Project Irreplaceable, which is a letter writing campaign. And so basically it encourages girls to tell their like mom or grandmother or significant women in their life to go get examined for breast cancer. And it was all about breast cancer awareness. So we had a pink out day, a district-wide pink out day at my school, and we made ribbons, little pink ribbons for them, and handed out the letters in the hopes that they would pass it on for breast cancer awareness.
I like how you think about changing the present, but also the future. You'd mentioned in the Women of Pittsburgh project, already having a leader ready to take on your work, which is really important.
Yeah.
So I admire you, for doing that. Who do you think has influenced the person you are?
I would definitely say my parents and my teachers. Specifically, I would say my principal, Mrs. Schmidt. She was the one who nominated me for the 18 Under 18 Award. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have like all these amazing opportunities. And I would also say my engineering teacher, Mr. Barber, he kind of pushed me to get involved with like wood shop and engineering. And we also have been on like field trips. We went to Westinghouse for their introduce a girl to engineering day. And it's just through him that I've gained a lot of exposure about engineering.
That's really amazing. Are you excited about going to Daytona?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Do you know things like roommates yet? Or it's probably a little early.
Yeah.
When do you leave?
So August 18th through the 21st is move in and like introduction stuff.
That's exciting. I hope you'll come back. I'd love to get a progress report, seriously, on how things are going, and you might inspire other women who want to get involved in engineering. I think it's remarkable how uneven the representation continues to be in engineering. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the work you've done, or perhaps if there are young women listening who are thinking of career choices, advice you might have or commentary for them?
I would say that the big thing for me was kind of trying to find people that are very supportive of what you're doing. And also, don't be afraid to take that first step, because the only thing that you'll regret is possibly not going for what you wanted to do. And nothing can hold you back other than yourself.
Those are very nice words. That's Gabriella Baylock, 12th grade, Chartiers Valley High School, Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania, 18 under 18 honoree for her Women of Pittsburgh project, but also a leader in other ways. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
You picked a great day to be tuned in. I hope you always feel that way. But coming up, Landline of Bluegrass is here, and you're going to get a chance to hear from them. Josh, Stephanie, Vaughn, Roy, and Michael are warming up, and we are going to present them in our large space just outside of our studio, so they have complete room. And so you can enjoy listening to them as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJFM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and slbradio.org.
Then he and Mama married after Mama finished school. They paid $3,000 for a place to call their own. And I was born and raised where their love made a house a home. This old house has seen its share of laughter and its share of tears. It's where we grew to love each other every passing year. Although I left it long ago, no matter where I roam, I always will return, 'cause this old house will still be home. Stayed home with us kids while Daddy worked the fields. And it's hard to make a living in dirt that barely yields. Times were never easy, yet when the day was done, a special thanks was given for making this old house a home. This old house has seen its share of laughter and its share of tears. It's where we grew to love each other every passing year. Long ago, no matter where I roam, I always will return, 'cause this old house will still be home. Stand in this old place, the memories are precious as through my mind they race. Mom and Dad are here no more, their days on earth are gone. Yet each time that I visit, this old house still seems like home. This old house has seen its share of laughter and its share of tears. It's where we grew to love each other every passing year. Although I left it long ago, no matter where I roam, I always will return, 'cause this old house will still be home. I always will return, 'cause this old house will still be home.
Iron Horse, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we'll have live bluegrass music coming up very shortly by way of Landline Bluegrass. They're warming up right now. And a quick note, our summer camps are starting to fill up, and there's plenty of room for you if you would like to get involved. Our summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center. Students can make new friends and create work products that will be theirs forever to share and play, including possibly have them air on the radio. Our camps include a podcasting week for middle school students, a podcasting week for high school students, an audio journalism week-long workshop, and a songwriting weekly workshop. I just invented a new contraction. You can learn about these camps and also get registration information.